He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the July 28th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we're off to a slow start in the market here this morning. We have the Dow right now down 67 points to 16,892. We're well below that 17,000 level that we had been above for a few weeks there. We're 0.4% to the downside today on the Dow. The S&P 500 is down about 8 points right now to 1969. That's also about a 0.4% drop. We have the NASDAQ down 22 points. That's a 0.5% drop to 44.27. We have gold up just a little bit today. Gold is at 1,304, and crude oil backing off also about 0.8% today. Crude oil is at 101.27 right now. The euro is at 1.34. We've got the 10-year yield at 2.47. We've got earnings lined up for the week. Companies, let's just take a look at the list of companies that will be reporting here this week. I see Aetna, Buffalo Wild Wings, Novartis, Twitter, Silica, Humana, Lam Research, Whiting Petroleum, Yelp, 3D, Carbo Ceramics, Helmeric and Payne, so Tesla, Time Warner, MasterCard. Busy week, and we'll keep our eye on it, because that has a lot to do with the future of this bull market. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know what? Pretty soon it will be August. 7 months will be gone in 2014. This is not 2013. This is not easy this year in the market like it was last year. But the market has been going up since March of 2009. And in fact, this is day number 1,967 of the current bull market. And if you don't believe me, just take a look at my newsletter over the weekend, which you can get a copy of at pwstreet.com, and take a look at the primary trend of the market since 2009. And you will see that it's been an uphill climb, not a sideways plateau, not a steep downhill ascent, but an uphill climb. The primary trend has been up. And another name for a primary trend that is going up is a bull market. Many have tried to fight it. Many have not participated in it. But the bottom line is this: the market is up 196% since the bottom. That's almost a triple. I've been fully invested all throughout this current bull market. And you know me, I'm not one of those money managers that tells people that they should stay fully invested all of the time. This bull market will eventually come to an end. Another bear is lurking out there somewhere, isn't it? Yeah, somewhere out there, who knows around which corner it is hiding. The last bear took 53% out of the market in just 15 months. You know that it was brought on by the real estate bubble, risky mortgage paper, easy money, and nobody knows what will cause the next bear market. But here are the questions that we need to continue to ask ourselves on a daily basis. Question number one: is the economy still growing, or is it beginning to contract? Well, for now, the economy continues to grow. despite a negative print in the first quarter of this year, but we need to keep our eyes on the economy going forward. We get economic reports every single week, whether it's PMI or GDP or PPI or CPI or the inflation index. All of these things are important because they give us the temperature of the economy at any point in time, and we need to keep our eye on it to see which direction the economy is going. Economies are either expanding or they're contracting. It's very important to know where we are in the phase of the economic cycle. Bear question number two. Is earnings growth slowing down in a broad range of individual companies? Well, we're currently in earnings season. And on a daily basis, I watch all of the major earnings reports that come in. And I try to assess whether or not things are slowing down here in America. I think we get more better information from boots on the ground, individual companies that are living in this economy, than from the big macro guys sitting in some economic room in the Washington, D.C., looking at the macros. I like to hear what the guys with their boots on the ground are saying. So we continue to track this earnings season. Some companies are coming in and beating earnings. Others aren't doing so good. And there's some patterns that are being developed. There are some sectors in the market that are flourishing right now, and there's other sectors in the market that are sagging right now. We have to keep our eye on which areas of the market, which areas of the economy are doing better than most, and we have to keep our eye on the overall economy, and we do that by watching the individual companies. Bear question number three that we have to ask ourselves continually, is this market getting expensive? Back in 2000, we were trading at 30 times forward earnings. Where are we today? Well, when we come back in a few moments here, we will be answering many of these questions. And the last question to ask is, are the technicals of the market beginning to roll over? Or are they still in an uptrend? In addition to this, we also have to track those all-important asset classes. Is it the offense on the field? Is it the quarterback and the running backs and the receivers marching down the field? Or is the defense on the field at the current time? We'll also take a look at that. In addition to that, another clue that we get is from the sectors of the market. Is it the defensive sectors that are leading the market right now, or is it the offensive sectors? I consider one of the sectors of the market, and I consider one of the asset classes of the market, to be the inverse funds, the ones that go opposite of the market. Are they starting to rise in rank right now, or are they staying down at the bottom where they belong? Well, at some point, they'll start to rise. And at some point in time, they could even take over the top spots of the market like they did in 2008 and 2009. We have to watch for that very carefully. We like to step back and take a look at the big picture from time to time in the market to see where we are at. And that's what we're going to do today, just so we have a roadmap, some clues as to where we are at in the market right now. Is this the time to have our foot on the accelerator? It certainly was last year while the market was cruising at a 30% clip in the S&P 500, while the small caps were cruising at a 40% clip, while the NASDAQ was cruising at a 40% clip. That was last year, however. This is this year. This is a completely different year. Is this the pause before the storm, or is this the pause before the bull takes off again? Well, we're going to take a look at all the various clues and the facts and the evidence today. We're going to weigh them out, and I'm going to let you know what I think about this market at the current time, where the best spots to be are, the best spots to avoid at the current time, because we want to try to avoid that 53% haircut that the market got back in 2009, 2008 time frame. We want to avoid, if we can at all possible, that 70% haircut that the market took, that NASDAQ took back in the year 2000-2001. So we want a healthy market. As long as it's healthy, we're going to ride it for all it's worth. And when it starts to catch a cold, we don't want to give up those gains that we've worked so hard for over the last 5 years and 4 months. In fact, we're coming up on the 65th month of this current bull market. Is it still intact or is it waning? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, day number 1,967 of the bull market. But it's not the same year as it was last year. The market's been consolidating those big gains that it gobbled up last year. Is it consolidating or is it topping out? Well, only time will tell here. We need to take a look. In fact, I kind of see two markets right now. I see consumer stocks like the Container Store, BB Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond, Potbelly, Cache, Aeropostale, JCPenney, Radio Shack, Lululemon, Overstock.com, Pier 1 Imports, Tilly's continue to look horrible. And I also see geopolitical events in the world not getting much better. But then on the other side, I still see a lot of areas of the market that continue to flourish. So we have to ask ourselves, is the bear starting to wake up from its 64-month hibernation? Well, let's take a look at the facts, just like we do every other week. Number one, where are we at right now in the market? Let's take a look. Well, we have the S&P 500 up 6.9% so far this year. Not the 29% that it was up last year. But it's also not down 6.9%, is it? It's still positive by 6.9%. So we're getting about 1% a month so far this year. At this pace, we'll do about 12%, but nobody knows that for sure. We could give back all of our gains. That's why we have to take it a day at a time. But as of last Friday, as I looked at a chart of the S&P 500, what I saw was still a bullish uptrend. From a valuation point of view, I see a market that's currently trading at 17.29. Now, that's the average forward P.E. ratio of the 3,800 or so stocks in my database. We began the year at 18.58. We've come up from the 14-15 area that we were at a year ago. We currently are at 17.29. This is not a cheap market. But at the same time, this is not an expensive market. The Dow is up a paltry 2.1% so far this year. That tells you just how tough it's been to make any money in the market. And last year's darlings, the small cap U.S. stocks, which were up almost 40%, are down 1% so far this year. The small caps, I believe, will be a key indicator, which we'll talk about a little bit later in the show, and maybe will give us a clue. The small cap stocks tend to lead the market. They lead the market on the upside, and they can also lead the market on the downside. That's why I keep my eye on the small cap stocks. They're the more volatile area of the market. Just like the technology stocks are, just like the biotechs are, just like the social media stocks are, and for that matter, just as the NASDAQ is. Those are key indicators. And by the way, the NASDAQ is still up 6% for the year. The NASDAQ has done okay. It has a lot of components in it other than technology. We're still in positive territory, but nothing like last year. Now, the area that I continue to warm up to and continue to increase my exposure to, and the area that I said at the beginning of the year was going to outperform the U.S. markets this year, are the emerging markets. The emerging markets as a whole I'm using the Vanguard VWO exchange traded fund as my proxy. The emerging markets are now up 9% year to date. We've talked about India at length. I continue to increase my exposure to India. I really like that story. Brazil is perking up, but there's risk in Brazil. There's an election coming up this fall, which could go either way. But every time a poll comes out, shows that the opposition is leading, the Brazilian markets go higher. And let's not forget China, which recently has broken out to the upside. China is now finally positive on the year. It's up 4.8%. I continue to like and find a lot of opportunities overseas in the emerging markets. I think going forward, they could offer us a little bit more upside potential than the American markets, which had such a big year last year. I continue to look to increase my exposure to the emerging markets, which are emerging right now. India is the leading market in the world right now. India is up 19% as measured by the exchange-traded fund INP. Brazil is up 14.4% year-to-date as measured by the exchange-traded fund EWZ. And not an emerging market, but another one that's outside of the United States, Canada is up 12.1% year-to-date. Again, much better returns than the U.S. of A. The emerging market that's not having a very good year is Russia. Russia is down 14.8% so far this year. There's a little bit of turmoil over there. They're not real popular these days. A few sanctions being placed upon them might be hurting them a little bit. Definitely hurting their stock market. And then, of course, there's the debate of bonds versus stocks. Well, as we look at the 10-year Treasury, it's up 4.7% year to date. I still see the balance of the evidence, the weight of the evidence, leaning heavily towards the equities market, the stock market. Even though interest rates remain low, geopolitical events are seeing to that. Bonds are considered to be a safe harbor, and that's holding interest rates down. I still think that stocks are a much better place to be going forward for capital appreciation as long as you're in the right areas. Gold, well, you know, it's our just-in-case asset. It's up 5.3% year-to-date. I have a 3% position in gold, no more. I'm not at this time looking to increase my position unless things in the world continue to deteriorate, and they probably will. Oil is up 8.3% year-to-date. And the oil stocks, even though they are one of the leading sectors in the market, they continue to consolidate right now. The healthcare stocks, on the other hand, we look for stimulus in the world. We look for areas that are being subsidized by something. And you can look no further than the healthcare stocks, where 10 million people are now on the rolls, and many of them have been subsidized by the government. And that's one of the sectors that right now is a recipient of stimulus, and it's one of the leading sectors in the market. So far, the weight of the evidence tells us that the bull market is still intact. It's not roaring like it was last year, but at the same time, it continues in a primary uptrend. We're not done yet, however. There's a few more facts here that I want to weigh out in my mind before I pronounce this bull to still be intact. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we like to step back and we like to take a look at the big picture once a week, just so we know where we're at. Should we have our foot on the accelerator right now? Should we be just a little bit cautious here right now, or is it time to run for the high hills? Run for cover! The bear's coming! Well, the bull's been intact now for 64 months. The market has tripled during that point in time. How many bears have been wrong over the last 5 years? I've been kept you in the market. You can't deny it. You go back, look at the newsletters. They're all there every single week. But I continue to be vigilant. My bear antenna is up, and I continue to look for that lurking bear out there in the brush somewhere, because we don't want to give up these hard-earned gains that have tripled our portfolio since 2009, just in the indexes. Well, as I look at the S&P 500 today, the S&P 500 continues to have a primary trend of up. It remains bullish. The primary trend of the Dow. Now, we're not talking about today or the one-week trend or the five-minute trend. We're looking at the primary trend, which I call a one-year trend, or even a five-year trend in this case. The primary trend of the Dow is still up. The technicals remain bullish. The NASDAQ is also in an uptrend. It has gone sideways for now over the last 4 weeks. You can see that clearly in the charts. But it's still in a primary uptrend. And the area that's really blasting off right now, and an area that I really like, and I've liked it for a long time, since the beginning of the year, after avoiding it for 3 years, the emerging markets. I showed a chart of ADRE, A-D-R-E, which is an emerging market index. Man, that thing is off to the races right now. And I also showed a chart over the weekend in my newsletter. The sleeping giant China is really waking up. And I just started looking at some of my charts here today, and I've already seen one Chinese stock, ACH, Aluminum Corp of China. If you want to see what I'm talking about, look at a chart of ACH, Aluminum Corp of China, which is a $6 billion company, trades very thinly. But I want you to look at a chart of that thing today, because it is blowing up to the upside. Something to take note of. And as you know, I also continue to like India, even though it's been consolidating here for the last 6 or 7 weeks. I believe in the long-term story of India. All of those charts are in uptrends. What about gold? Well, what about gold? I have a 3% position in gold. If world turmoil continues to get worse, then gold will benefit. If inflation starts to kick in, gold will benefit. Right now, I showed a chart of gold over the weekend in the newsletter. It shows a very neutral pattern. In fact, I drew a big symmetrical triangle, meaning the tops are getting lower and the bottoms are getting higher. At some point in time, somebody's going to win. There's a force going on there. There's a tug of war between the bulls and the bears, and right now nobody's winning. It's a neutral asset class at the current time. I also showed a chart of what I consider to be one of the key indexes to watch going forward. That's the small cap index. It's the more volatile index. It's the one that really reacts more suddenly, more rapidly to adverse conditions or to good conditions in the world. Right now, the small cap index peaked out in March of this year. It went through a major sell-off of about 10%. Then it came back to its old high, and right now it's just in a neutral position where it's been since March of this year. The small cap index is also neutral right now. It's not leading the market up, and it's not leading the market down. And therein lies the rub, because it's very difficult to make any money in the market right now. You have to really pick those few individual stocks that really explode to the upside. We got lucky last week with a few. We got lucky with Biogen. We got lucky with Universal Health Services, UHS, last week. We got lucky with Centene, CNC, last week. But really, the big winners are few and far between this year. You have to really buy in the right sectors, and you have to have your timing right, and you have to hope that they report some good earnings. But for now, that small cap index, that all-important small cap index, is flat. It's down on the year, and it's in a neutral position. And I give the range every week. Here's the bottom. If it breaks through this bottom, we need to worry. And if it breaks through this top, we need to put our foot back on the accelerator. And right now, the small cap index is in neutral territory. And as we look at the indexes around the world, last year it was all about the United States of America. No other indexes in the world could even keep pace, could even keep the U.S. in their sights last year. This year's different. We have a lot of participation. The U.S. is still a leading index in the world. It's up 6%. But in my index rankings this week, I see India at the top. I see Mexico at or near the top. I see China, which has roared clear up into fourth place. And I see the S&P in fifth place right now from amongst the 77 indexes. So that's pretty good to be in that top eight. With 77 indexes around the world, we see India, we see China, we see the United States, and we're still seeing the NASDAQ there. And we also see, not too far behind here, we still see, the Asian indexes. I showed over the weekend an Asian ETF by the symbol AIA. That's the S&P Asia 50 Index, which includes Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan, China, etc., Vietnam. That thing is up, breaking out right now. So there's something to take note of. Those are the leading indexes in the world. Let's just sum it up here. The leading indexes in the world are now India, China, the Asian indexes, which would include those that I just mentioned, and the United States of America. The worst indexes in the world, I wouldn't be investing in Russia. And of course, that problem has spilled over to Europe. The Europe indexes are doing very poorly. Spain, Ireland, Italy, France, Greece, etc. Not a good place to be invested in 2014. So being in the right indexes in the world, also very, very important. Now as we look at the asset classes, is it stocks or is it bonds this year? We have to go clear back to 2008 when the bond market was up 23%. No, 32%, and the stock market was down 38%. That was a year you wanted to be in bonds. And it was just upside down of that last year when the stock market was up 29% and the bond market was down about 8%. Well, this year the stocks continue to dominate the top spots amongst the asset classes. I rank 34 different asset classes on a daily basis. Last year it was all stock. All U.S. stock, and even more specifically, small and mid-cap. This year, it's still U.S. stocks, along with the emerging markets, and it's still equities that lead the asset classes. You have to go down into the middle asset classes to find the fixed income, to find the bonds, which the only reason they're doing good this year is because of the turmoil in the world. This continues to be a market that's dominated by stocks. That's important if you have a 401k at work. That ought to give you a clue as to how you should have your 401k weighted right now. In fact, every week I show a model 401k mutual fund portfolio that you can follow along with. And it's not going to be fully invested in stocks forever. We're going to go where the action is. The action for the last 64 months has been in stocks. Your 401k should be a 1201k today. But you don't want it to become a 601k when a bear market eventually hits. That's why you want to continue to listen to the show. Follow along in the app. Follow along in the newsletter. I send the newsletter out every single week. And you can get it by going to my website at pwstreet.com. And at the bottom of the asset classes, S&P inverse. That's where we want to keep it. We want to keep those bears down towards the bottom. And that's where they continue to be. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, today we measure, we weigh, we take a look at all of the evidence that we can possibly gather in the way of the markets, valuations, rankings of asset classes, technical patterns, rankings of sectors, and we try to determine whether or not this 64-month-old bull market is in any jeopardy. So far, we've taken a look at the technical patterns of the market. We still see that they are bullish for now, especially in the emerging markets. But the U.S. markets also remain in a bullish pattern. We looked at the valuation of the market. 17.2, 17.3 forward earnings. Not cheap, but not expensive. Can definitely support a higher market if earnings continue to grow and if the economy continues to grow, which is another factor. We watch earnings as they come in. Is the economy beginning to contract? Well, we'll get a big clue when we get the second quarter GDP numbers here soon. But as I look at the individual companies that have been reporting earnings here recently, I would give this current earnings season an overall grade of B. It's okay. It's not great, but it's not bad. We took a look at the various asset classes in the market, where they are ranked right now. And one of the most important ones to watch, in my book, is that inverse S&P 500. It's still at the very bottom. Of the 34 different asset classes that I rank on a daily basis, the S&P inverse, the symbol is SH, is continuing to be at the bottom of the heap. And as long as it remains at the bottom of the heap, which it won't, there will come a time when it begins to go up the ladder, the asset class ladder, but for now it remains at the bottom of the heap. And if you want to see an ugly chart pattern, look at a 5-year chart of SH, which is the inverse S&P 500. I wouldn't buy that chart, meaning that I don't see the bear popping its ugly head up yet at this point in time. Now, our last little bit of evidence that we need to weigh are the sectors. Because when the market starts to turn sour, it's going to be the defensive sectors that rise up the ladder and take over the top spots, and it's going to be the offense sectors. Just like football, you know, the NFL teams are in training camp. They're getting ready for the new year, and there's an offense side and there's a defensive side. Well, if you got a lead, you want to get your defense out there and protect the lead. And when things are going bad, you know, your offense is doing horrible. It's four and out. What's on the field in the market right now, offense or defense? Well, let's look at the leading sectors in the market. I currently track 60 different sectors in the market. And the same sectors have been leading this market now for, 18, almost 2 years. You still have a lot of the healthcare-related sectors. Why? Well, the government's heavily subsidizing the healthcare sector. The taxpayer's heavily subsidizing the healthcare sector. It's biotechs. It's healthcare providers. It's the healthcare sector. It's A little bit of technology sprinkled in, but for the most part, those are the leading sectors in the market. Would you call those offense sectors, or would you call those defense sectors? Well, they're not exactly defense sectors. These are still, you know, growth areas of our economy. The healthcare sector is like 20% or more of our economy. The energy sector is still in there leading. The Dow Jones U.S. energy sector, IYE, is about number 10 right now out of 66. That continues to be an offensive sector. And as we look at the sectors that are faring the worst in the market, it tends to be the defensive sector. So we still have, in my opinion, the offense on the field. Geopolitical turmoil is the last wild card. That continues to increase. I continue to watch the breaking news daily, and I continue to read newspapers from around the world. I didn't see the geopolitical events getting any better over the weekend. The only one that there seems to be hope for, some kind of truce, would be the Palestinian-Israeli Hamas conflict. Geopolitical turmoil continues to increase. Earnings reports continue to pour in. I would give the earnings season a grade of B so far. We continue to await second quarter GDP. Of course, we had a negative read in the first quarter of this year. We got a lot of companies reporting this week, like Aetna, Novartis, Twitter, Humana, Whiting, Carbo Ceramics, Procter Gamble, Tesla, etc. And these reports will move the market. But the primary trend of the S&P 500 is still up. This is another term for a bull market. I've been a bull throughout this entire move, five-year uptrend. I am still a bull. I'm 90% invested. But at the same time, because of geopolitical wild cards out there, I fly a yellow flag right now. Also because of the longevity and the length of this bull market, I'm a little bit cautious. The market's up 6%. I have a keen interest in the emerging markets right now, where the action may be shifting. I especially like India, China, and Brazil. So the bull is still intact for now. We need to remain vigilant. I will continue to report every single day if I notice anything that I don't like or if I notice things that I do like. You can follow me on Twitter throughout the day. Oh, I send out 4 or 5 tweets a day. I'm at Bill Gunderson. And if you can't follow me on Twitter, you can look at the 4 or 5 tweets that I send out at the end of the day. They're summarized. They're right there on the front page of my website at pwstreet.com. And they're also on my app. If you click on the little button, Twitter feed, not only do you see the live tweets that go out, but you'll also see a summary. You can scroll through them of the tweets that I sent out during the day. You can get the newsletter every weekend by going to the website at pwstreet.com. I put my heart and soul into that thing every Friday, Saturday morning, send it out when I think it's just right. And it goes out to thousands of people all over the world. And if you're interested in us managing your money, it is a very, very time-intensive process. It's not something that you can go away for a couple of weeks, like your garden, and you come back and your tomato plants are keeling over, your corn plants are keeling over, or a rabbit got the zucchinis. You got to tend it. You got to mind it. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.